You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And oh boy, have I got news for you this week. Because for the first time ever, from the comfort of your own home, you will soon be able to watch the groundbreaking, revolutionary musical of a generation that is Hamilton.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
I remember that night, I just might regret that night for the rest of my days. I remember those soldier boys stripped right over themselves to win our praise. I remember that dream like candlelight, like a dream that you can't quite place. But Alexander, I'll never forget the first time I saw your face.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
Yes, it's the news that has been front and centre for any fans of musical theatre in the past few weeks. And at last, the day is finally drawing near that Hamilton comes to Disney+. Essentially what happened is the show's creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, didn't think Hamilton would make a very good movie musical in the traditional sense. And you know what? I think he's right. It's a very theatrical show at its heart. And one of the reasons it works so well is because it's a spectacle that needs to be seen on stage with the audience's imagination and all that that entails. And to translate it into a conventional movie musical would be to change a lot of what makes Hamilton Hamilton. But at the same time, we've gained a culture that very much sees a film adaptation of a musical as the peak success of a show, something that should be aimed for, whether or not it suits the show or not. Cats. But then on top of that, a movie version of a musical makes it accessible to a much wider audience, not just for those who maybe aren't as interested in theatre, but also those who can't afford to spend an arm and a leg getting tickets to a Broadway or a West End show. And Hamilton in particular is notorious for being impossible to get tickets to. And when you do manage it, you are looking at spending a lot of money. So it was with great excitement that it was announced that a film version of Hamilton would be happening, but that rather than being a traditional movie musical, it would instead be a filmed version of the stage show with, and this is the really exciting part, with the original Broadway cast. So you're looking at all the big names from the show: Lin-Manuel Miranda as Hamilton, Leslie Odom Jr. as Burr, David Diggs as Lafayette, Frozen's Jonathan Groff as King George, the incomparable Renee Elise Goldsberry as Angelica Schuyler. Like, the list goes on and on. Now, the film was originally meant to be released in cinemas next year, but given the current coronavirus situation, it instead will be released this Friday, the 3rd of July, on Disney+. And the best news here is that if you haven't got Disney+ yet and you don't really fancy paying a monthly subscription fee, you can get a week's free trial and, you know, if you time it right, watch Hamilton as part of that. So just to get this straight, as of this Friday, you can watch the coveted original Broadway cast in the most groundbreaking musical of our lifetimes from the comfort of your own home, completely for free. Heck, like, what are we even waiting for? Plus, as I've talked about on the podcast before, there's plenty of other musical content to watch on Disney Plus. You know, from all of their classic animated films to things like the live recording of Newsies. So if you do want to stick around for longer than a week, there will be plenty to keep you satisfied, I promise. But equally, if you just want to give Hamilton a go and, you know, maybe a few other bits and bobs here and there, then definitely check out the free week's trial. It's just, oh, it's going to be incredible. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have seen Hamilton live in London, and it is easily one of the best shows out there. The writing, the staging, the choreography, it's all sublime. It really is a spectacle of theatre, which again is why I'm so pleased that they've stuck to their guns and are filmed the stage show rather than trying to adapt it. And what's good as well is that, you know, Hamilton is known as being the show that kind of bridged the gap between musical theatre and the mainstream, and it brought a whole new demographic of people to the world of theatre in doing so. So what makes the decision to film the stage show even better is that, once again, it's bridging that gap and giving people the chance to experience Hamilton on stage as it's meant to be seen for a fraction of the price that it would cost to go to the theatre. It is an amazing opportunity all round, so definitely give it a watch. So Hamilton will be out on Friday, 3rd of July on Disney Plus, and I promise you, you do not want to miss it. And on that note, I'll say goodbye for this week. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.